The sign of Pisces, February 18th through March 19th. The symbol of the fish is the 12th and final sign of the zodiac. This ultimate stage of man's development represents consciousness that is willing and able to give up the self for others and ultimately to the One. It is the martyred individual who understands that sacrifice is helping himself too, for there is a deep awareness on the soul level that all is one. Love thine enemy as thyself, and do unto others as you would have them do unto you, are basic precepts followed by those born under this sign. The last 2,000-year period was the age of Pisces, also called the age of sorrow. We are now currently entering the age of Aquarius. At the start of the past two millenniums, was the symbolic way-shower of martyrdom clearly represented by the ascended master, Jesus of Nazareth, whose crucifixion bears the symbolic message for us all of the joy and higher choice of giving up the self for others. Most people misunderstand why the fish symbol is associated with this historical figure of 2,000 years ago. As a rabbi in those days, this teacher, following rabbinical tradition of the occult knowledge of astrology, occult defined as hidden meaning, would have understood the fish symbol of Pisces as the primary message that he was trying to get across to his followers. He was the way-shower of the Piscean Age. The sign of the fish drawn simply in the sand was therefore used as the logo for his secret meetings, avoiding the obvious gaze of the Roman guards. He was a fisherman of men, but the fish symbol had astrological meaning too for early Christian societies. So, primarily, this loving water sign of the zodiac symbolizes a fundamental understanding on the soul level that humanity is to be loved and taken care of because it is the self. Water in metaphysics equates emotions and feelings. The fish swims around continuously in a deep well of sensitivity. Neptune is the governing planetary body of this elemental water sign. This sphere of consciousness brings forth a great depth of being, the last stage of a human's development. For without a depth of feeling, one is not truly human, but more just a creature of the mind, a shallow expression of the soul. However, with great acceptance of the feminine, yin energy, comes the challenge of complexity. For a Pisces, it can be a smothering task to feel all that it feels. The sense that one will drown if one taps into the well is often profound in these kind souls. One main reason for that watery state of being is their tendency, because of understanding others' needs more than their own, that they have for lifetimes avoided clearing their emotional body of anger, sorrow, or grief. Their concern for others distracts them from their own personal expression, and the shedding is therefore ignored or avoided. That leaves them on the soul level full of an ocean of denial and stored feelings from lifetimes of experience, like the symbol of Neptune, god of the sea, suggests. Similar to the murkiness of these large bodies of water, the clarity of vision for this sign is therefore blurred, and reality can take on a quality of illusion or even a state of delusion. The key phrase is, I believe. For with the feminine energy so developed in them, a Pisces can creatively dream their own version of reality. Hence, a reality check is often a necessary wake-up call in the form of input from others, in order for the fish to see more clearly the nature of things, instead of what the Pisces may actually believe to be going on. But like a fish, if you bump it to alert it, it will just swim off into another area of the pond and seem unaffected instead of confronting the situation head on. So therefore, constant reminders are often necessary to change behavior patterns for this mutable entity. The quality of mutability is defined as always adjusting to others' feelings rather than valuing and expressing one's own. This sign is also known as a double fish symbol, which represents the equally developed yin and yang aspects of this evolved human, the thinker and the feeler. Many occupations that require motherly nurturing or creativity along with an intellectual grasp of complexity is common for this zodiac sign. In other words, the left and right brain are working in tandem. Such jobs as nursing or computer graphics would be in alignment with this very balanced, loving, and intelligent individual. One very important issue for the Pisces to understand is that the releasing of their stored feelings is of enormous importance to their growth on the soul level. Having learned all the primary lessons of life as reflected in the zodiac, the Pisces simply needs finally to allow the expression of his or her denial, the bag of old emotions or feelings that they carry in their emotional body, in order to rise to a higher state of being. For it is denial that slows down our vibratory rate and weakens us. Being in a state of repression of all those feelings preoccupies the self and wastes endless energy. Therefore, the Pisces needs to release its vast storage of feminine energy in the present lifetime in order to raise the self up to higher planes of consciousness. But caring too much what others think regarding their need to cry at times or being overly concerned for another's well-being rather than taking care of their own needs can be what is in their way of doing precisely that. Simply stated, this giving, loving individual can often display a classic martyr complex. A Pisces needs to remind themselves of what they already know, that they are part of God too. Therefore, they need to spend just as much attention on themselves as they do everyone else for the health of all that is. So succinctly put, a Pisces must let the feelings pour out, not judging that the process of releasing is maybe too much or too often for others to bear. The truth is that there can never be too much expression of what is held within. It is only disturbed mental, societal programming, or personal ego that will try to talk a Pisces out of this necessary process of freeing the self. In order to evolve, one must never listen to the ego or the judgmental masses when it comes to the advice regarding expression of the feeling center, which includes the heart. Giving permission and allowing themselves to be deeply who they truly are will be the ultimate freedom and release them from an otherwise unnecessary watery grave. End transmission.